Hi, Penners. Hi, come here. We have coffee. You know what that means.
Yeah, cute.
Penners. Hi.
Hi, buddy. Come here. A Pennywise.
You're half doing it and half not. You're like Jasper.
Well, he's wandering around between the two of us going, which one do I want to jump on? Let's see.
I'll make it easy for you.
There we go.
Aww. What a sweetie pie. Hi! Hello. I can reach you too. Now we can both pet you.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Aw, that poor bruise on your back. You felt it, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Poor thing.
It's not as big as it used to be, according to Brian. Oh, are you sweet? My baby. Big hug.
Now, why did you ever run away from this, huh?
He said, I thought you were gone. That's probably why.
Probably.
He said, I didn't like the place I was in. First you left, and then that little boy left.
Well, I hope you learned your lesson, mister. Because next time, we won't be so lenient with you. We'll throw you in the Chinese food.
That's disgusting. Ew.
Nobody would ever know the difference.
Brian must have read that story about the 401 or the 403 and the kitten being tossed out the window. That horribly sad
one. Oh, gosh, that was terrible.
Because I called him and I said, well, we're going to be here, and is it okay if we come pick up the cat now? We're a little early. And he said, yeah, but it's too bad you're going to come. I was just going to go and toss the cat out the window. And I said, what? And he said, just kidding, or I don't know what he said. And so I told him... I told Dad, and he said, oh, and he started to laugh, and he said, have you met Brian yet, to my mom, and she said, no, and I said, oh, he has a rather dry sense of humor. I noticed that, says my mother. Well, I'm glad you have those sharp claws, Pen.
Yeah.
I don't know if you needed them. I mean, he still had his back claws, but still...
Purrs. Oh, listen to that.
Oh, I feel a nose rubbing against my hand.
You're so sweet. A cold nose.
Cold, wet nose. What am I going to do, Penners? I'm not going to see you Christmas morning.
You should bring him over there.
I could.
Well, I would if I were you. I'd just ask them, hey, would you mind if I brought the cat over?
You'd have to get used to Kasha, but I think we could do that.
Oh, you know what? He spent enough time with Arizona that he probably wouldn't mind Kasha too much.
I'm going to do that because I can't stand leaving him alone.
Oh, you big softy.
Not for Christmas. I mean, I guess I could, and then just go home Christmas night.
Yeah, but, you know, if I were you, I'd ask them.
They probably wouldn't say no. Oh, my mother probably would. Because she doesn't know what he'll scratch up, and I kind of get that.
Oh, that's true, but still, there's no harm in at least asking. And then, you know, if they say no, they say no, but they might not.
I'd feel badly if he scratched up something.
Yeah, see, that's... The only reason I really don't want him in my house because I have newer furniture and it would, you know, it would make a difference if he scratched it, right? So.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he'd be more than welcome anytime. If I knew that he was just going to use a scratching post, I'd have one there for him.
Yeah. If I bought one and he used it consistently, and I knew he'd use it, then I would take it to your house.
Oh, yeah, totally.
But I wouldn't just buy a new one and say, oh, here's his scratching post, because he might not like it. That's the thing with cats.
Yeah.
Dogs are a lot less picky. Well, no, actually, I shouldn't say that. That little chihuahua thing that Linda's mother has apparently will not eat any other food except this Purina stuff that she found for him.
Weird.
He doesn't like any other food. And she's like, oh, God, if they stop making that, I am in trouble.
Oh, wow, fussy little sod.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, my mother would be so upset if she knew that a cat had scratched my furniture, because most of it she paid for.
Oh, I understand that.
And I don't want to incur her wrath.
Well, that's why Linda got her cats declawed. If you got a declawed cat, I can't see why that would be...
Oh, no, that wouldn't be a problem. In fact, that's what I would try to do, because I... Oh, my goodness, I don't think I could bring myself to... If I had a cat already, I don't think I could bring myself to get it declawed.
Oh, people will tell you it doesn't really hurt them and whatever. Some places do laser declawing, which definitely is a lot less painful. But
yeah.
Some people say that it doesn't really matter these days because they're really gentle with them. But I don't know because, I mean, it's all theoretical. We're not the cats.
That's right.
We're not having it done. And I wouldn't like to lose all my fingernails. Sorry.
Hey, monkey cat. Hey, monkey. Shall we take all your fingernails away?
No!
Oh, my word, Kimmers, you need to use that hand cream. Your poor hands.
I know, I have. That's why I bought two extras.
Okay, good. Oh, gosh.
I shouldn't have been so angry at the body shop. I'm like, why do you have to give me deals I can't resist? And I'm like, oh, wait till Thursday. We'll give you three for that price. I'm like, I'm sorry, but I can't do that.
Oh.
Like, oh, can't your friend go and get it? He's like, no, I'm leaving. Oh. Thinking as nice as it would be to have three hand creams for that price? No.
Well, it's not doing its job. Not really. Your poor hands. Do they hurt?
No.
Well, that's good. They feel like they'd be painful, that cracked skin.
Sometimes they do. It depends. I use it every night.
Well, that's good.
Linda's like, that stuff smells kind of good, but sometimes it reminds me of paint.
There's some really good stuff that my mom gets at Home Hardware, and I can't remember what it's called. I'm going to ask her. She gets it from my dad's hands, because when he used to work for the propane company filling propane tanks, his hands got terribly cracked. And this stuff really healed them up, so I'm going to... It's medicinal, but I'm wondering if it would help you.
Well, anything worth a try. I don't mind.
Yeah, I'll ask her what it's called. It's like, it's not Cracks Be Gone, but it's something like that.
Cracks Be Gone. What is the name? Do you want a pair of NK's headphones? Because I found the older, like the fuzzy ones, not the ones that I gave Linda, but the other ones.
Oh, really?
And they are like $20 now. Amazon.
Oh my gosh. Well, maybe I'll take you up on that if you don't use them.
No. Not.
Oh, I see. You found them on Amazon.
I found them. No, Brian has them.
Oh, I see.
I gave them to him because he wanted them.
Oh, I understand.
No, I mean, if he ever wanted them, they are on Amazon.
Oh, kitty cat. What are you doing? Well, you're sitting beside your, what's this bin?
What's this food bin?
Oh. Are you trying to give us a hint? Is that what you're doing? I can use it as a drum.
Yeah, no, I mean, I would give them to you, but yeah, Brian wanted them.
Oh, I see. Okay. Sorry, I misunderstood.
You didn't have an iPhone at that point, and they have the remote on them, you see.
Oh, right.
So I thought, well, since you're getting an iPhone, that would be handy for you.
It would, actually, but we'll see.
They're an older model. I think they're discontinued, and they're very good headphones.
I get it. Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
Darn, you had me all disappointed. Here I was expecting this lovely gift.
No.
No, I'm kidding. Come on. Come on, you nuthatch. Well, you were right here. Now you've decided to... Okay. You're just going to stand there. Okay, fine then.
Let me see what he thinks of his new toy.
Oh, right!
Maybe we should see after he's eaten something. Nah, we'll see now. I just didn't know how energetic he would be because he's
Oh, Penrose, you silly bean. You silly old bean. You silly old...